to apply revelation or is void and dull and dumb and can't speak and can't manifest and can't demonstrate. I've seen over the years men and women who have tried to steal the anointing by association. It doesn't work that way. God seemed to have his plan locked down to those who play in game. And I don't care how many scriptures you quote, I don't care how many prayers you pray, until you work a principle that is in contact with what you believe in for, in plain old broken down language, it ain't going to happen. Okay? So let's get real up in here. Let's get real. Let's get real. Revelation calls for application. Whatever you hear the Lord teaches you, whatever the Holy Ghost teaches us, the Holy Ghost also strengthens us to partake of what he's teaching us. We have to bypass the world system. We have to bypass religion. Religion is a dog biting and barking all the time. God's people have been almost paralyzed by religion. They're afraid. They've had a lot of falsity. They've had a lot of things that happened to them. They've seen a lot of stuff that's not right. And so they torment themselves. We don't want these classes to be that way. Now, why is this class different? Because I don't know no other one in the world that have sea training. Right, that's right. We wanted to, I don't know the legal term for it, to get it where nobody couldn't steal it. We went into the archive of the laws. Nobody had sea training. Another thing you have to your advantage here is you're not here. I want you to listen because I'm trying to put emphasis here. When the Holy Spirit go to showing us things, we can appreciate what the Holy Spirit is doing and apply ourselves to it. The uniqueness of this training is you are not here to meet a budget. Most prosperity or wealth conferences, you either had to pay a fee, the minister have vibrations of burdens of budgets. And so you know before you sit down, it's a money deal. The advantage you have here, this is not a budget deal. Everything here paid for. And so I can, without the awkwardness of wondering what you're going to do when the offering comes, I can go on and minister the word. Now that's you can say what you want. That's heavy, heavy, that hang over your head. And then I'm completely out of debt. So I'm not trying to pay for nothing. I'm not trying to pay for nothing. So that bespeak that there is some experience here. Yes. That the word has been worked. The word has been proven. Yes. It has manifested. It has demonstrated. Have gone through a process. So be at ease, but yet conviction and consciousness has to come to play when the Spirit is teaching us something. Okay, but you feel free to know there's no budgets to meet. I think one of the most authentic things the Holy Spirit said to me years ago, I don't know what church I was in, and I saw people's expression on their face. I'd never heard nothing like that. I said, I didn't come to get money from you. I come to get money to you. And so we have a unique, both here and hundreds of people are on the internet, we have a unique situation here that I think You have to recognize that finances is the elementary thing of the anointing. Sit down. Finances is the elementary thing of the anointing. I don't want this thing to be religious. Finances is the elementary thing of the anointing. I've made statement that due to be recorded, that it's very easy to have plenty of money. It's shocking to people when you say that. But if you listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth and pay attention to the anointing and yield to the Holy Spirit, you can advance yourself from the worry and from the trial and from the test of financial awkwardness. Now, another thing that I want you to remember, the Lord spoke to me that prosperity and wealth is an end time message. A remnant of God's people are going to have so much money when he comes. and to say about the remnant, I want to footnote, give you a footnote in the opening, and I'll tell you what we're going to teach you about. But the revelation of the seed of prosperity will cause a separation of people who are good from those who seek God. In other words, message, revelation, insight, beyond religion, beyond tradition, beyond denomination. There are a lot of good people. Let me say that many wonderful people who truly love God will never be able to receive the message of prosperity. They're locked in a position. Their mind has not been renewed. They won't permit nobody to renew their mind. And they just natural born believe that God wants you broke and that you're closer to God with your struggles in finances. And that is a lie. Now, so tonight, I want to use a teaching here in this training. All prosperity is in the possibilities, plural, of the seed. All prosperity is in the possibilities, plural, possibilities of the seed. No prosperity is impossible for the seed. But on the other hand, no prosperity is possible without the seed. In other words, you will never see the life that God has paid for you if you don't recognize his divine order on how to bypass the world system, Satan, and yourself. That's your three major problems. The world system, Satan, and yourself. All three of those have to be bypassed by operating and functioning and knowing how to function in your spirit. To function in your spirit. Now, the seed is God's organized plan for good financial success. The seed is God organized, or let's say it this way, organized, but the seed is God's original plan for good financial success. It's God's original plan. Now, no matter how much scripture you read, no matter how long you pray, you're not going to change God's plan. Right, right, right. You're going to have to cooperate with it, and thank God he's given us enlightenment and insight to know what his plan is. We have a living example here with myself. I came from zero, zap, below zero. You know, so many degrees below zero, that's how broke I was, you know. And but the word works. Now, the seed, we'll go to a text in a minute. The seed is the key that unlock all the resources of heaven. The seed is the key that unlocks all the resources of heaven. Now, I want you to hear this one very carefully and clearly, and I want you to chew on it, and please don't let it happen to you. Seed betrayal is a master key of Satan. If Satan can betray you with the seed, you will always remain fighting to breathe financially the rest of your life. It's one of the biggest robbery that ever been pulled, that Satan betrayed the believer about the possibility of the seed principle. Now, all the traffic we've been going through, that's why I mentioned some of that traffic. We've gone through a lot of traffic, a lot of financial traffic in the church that wasn't necessary because money is the elementary thing of the anointing. You should have had your money before you shout one time. It costs more to shout than to have money. You had a stronger anointing when you're shouting. You can, it's if I can get you to believe, and some of these things I'm going to say to you tonight, if I can get you to believe, I want to go, it seemed like a text of change on me. I want to go to Mark first, Mark chapter 10. You know, we got that rich young ruler there, and he didn't get his money God's way. So therefore, he's broke. Even though he's called a rich young ruler, but actually he's broke. That's why a lot of other people are broke. They don't have money. Money have them. Now, with the seed principle and the spiritual laws that we are teaching here in these training sessions, you will have money, but money will never have you. You always will keep money in its place. Material things will never get between you and God because you'll know better. And you know that money is your servant. Money is a tool while we live in this system. And it will never get you in a position where you're not meek and you're not humble and you're not blessed and you're not kind and you're not bearing the fruit of the Spirit. You will not go after money. You put yourself in a position that money become your servant and money will come after you. The money just keep on coming. Say that. That's a secret now. If you kind of say that sometime, you know, the money just keep on coming. Say it. See, you, I might have to preach a series on that. The money just keep on coming. The money just keep on coming. Yeah, see. Well, yeah, I'm not going to hurt you to say that. It may cause something to happen. In Mark, after talking to this rich young ruler about sowing, about selling some things and sowing some things and helping some people, the Lord was trying to get him on track. Now, many of you tonight, both here in this auditorium and by internet, you're off track here. You're off track financially. And that's why you're having financial struggles. Either one or two things happen if you're having financial struggle. You're off track or you're on track and God about to take you to another level. Because Satan always put up a fight. But all y'all ain't there. Most of y'all off track. So I know y'all get all happy. Hey, that's me. No. You know what you're doing. And you know what the Lord has said to you. You know where you are. And you know how you feel about money. And you know how you feel when these people start walking up here. Yes, sir. And I don't know what they gave me, what, $20,000 last night if you wasn't here last night? How you felt if anybody was here? You know, they just give me $20,000 in boxes last night. And see if you can't handle that. You're not ready for money, because when you get walking in money, you're gonna run into a lot of people with money. And some of them will have something more than you if you don't keep sowing. So here, this boy didn't understand finances, and I think this church, the church like that, even though he has some money, but he still, there's a paradigm there that if you don't understand how money works with God, if you want to be blessed, not just have money, but you want to be blessed and you want to be a blessing, you have to know how to work it. And see, the seed is the best teacher. You know, the seed is the master of greed. Yeah. Yeah. Greed cannot come to a sower.
Right. Come on, Dad, that's right.
See,
right.
The seed stop greed.
Right.
See, a lot of people don't understand that, and that, so they don't understand the importance of the seed. You know, Jesus was a seed. The Word is a seed, and then there are other seeds. We can words you say a seed. But then we want to bring to the body of Christ, because of the financial stress that is going on in the body of Christ, money is a seed. Satan don't want you to know that.
Right.
Satan don't know that money will produce a harvest. He don't want you to know that. But he's too late here. You understand? Money is a seed, and God promised to give you the seed to sow. We're going to look at it in a few moments. I'm talking to you because I'm about to take a scripture that many have not seen with this rich young ruler, because they always on the other side of the world, the other side of life, always up in heaven. You know, religious folks are always going to heaven because they're not doing nothing down here, and they can't get no peace, so they just go to heaven and get them a little peace, you know. And so they take their mind and transport themselves to heaven. And they like to talk about heaven. They like to talk about heaven, but a lot of principles Jesus, matter of fact, the majority of the principles Jesus taught was not for heaven. For right here. The Lord, if you would write down, the Lord want to express himself financially through you. The Lord want to express himself financially through me. He want people to see his finances coming through you by the lifestyle you live, and that you are able to back up his purposes in his realm because you're financially free. So after dealing with this boy in Mark chapter 10, you there? I want to read that 27th verse, because that 27th verse have only been understood about going to heaven. The disciples was astonished when Jesus talked about the camel going through the eye. They were real astonished, didn't they? And then Jesus, looking unto them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. All right. And then Peter said, began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and have followed thee. Now notice what Jesus said in the 29th verse. And he's talking about here. And Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, verily I say unto you that there's no man that have left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel. I want to bring that possibility of that seed into this. Just keep listening, because when you begin to sow, there's a certain amount of separation that has to take place. Then when you get deeper into the realm of sowing, there's more separation.
Yes,
but then the separation become a manifestation.
Yes.
And it's more come back than you sowed.
Yes, sir. Right.
But the Lord has to get you to separate with something.
Yeah. Yeah.
He don't know what that sort of seed seem like. The seed seem awkward. I'm going to show you some things about the seed. And I'm going to show you one of the greatest robber of you sowing is your soul.
Yeah,
yeah.
Your soul don't believe in the seed.
Right, 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 right. Come on,
And so it fight every ounce of sowing a seed. Your soul won't hang with the world. So he says here in the 30th verse, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time. Now in this time. See, now he's not talking about eternal life now. See, so that possible verse is dealing with more than eternal life. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time. How's this? When? In this time, not the many mentioned over. You know what you'll get over there. You'll go over there and line up with the rest of them. But here, he said, houses. But he shall receive, 100-fold now, 100-fold now in this time, 100-fold first now. Houses, brothers and sisters and mothers and children and land with persecution. Now, notice what he said next now. Notice what he said next, because see, y'all been tying this with just eternal life. Now, notice what he said next. Yeah. And in the world to come. Eternal life.
Yeah.
All right, now, another very important verse here, and I see it very clearly, but many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. That's a wealth transfer. We who learn these principles and begin to sow these seeds, turn to Isaiah chapter 55. We who learn these principles and begin to know the possibilities of a seed are going to switch places with a lot of people. A lot of people who think they missed the big stuff. It's like the man who I met, and the man told me, he said, I got $20,000 in the bank. And I said, he trying to tell me something about money? And, you take $20,000 and put it in your pocket. But I didn't embarrass him. I felt so sorry for him because he was trying to impress me.
Yeah.
But I was already impressed by the seed. The seed had impressed me more. That actually, my sisters and brothers, $20,000 is no money for the seed.
Yes, sir.
Now, I heard some of y'all say, Reverend, I'll take that right now. Give me the 20. I understand. I understand your sentiment. I shared with them the other day, my wife and I bought a young lady a car. We shopped for that car and found her car. And within 24 hours, we had three times as much as we paid for it. And now it's gone to at least 8 or 9 times as much in 4 days. That's what sowing will do for you, man. And so y'all can do this. You can do this, but you're in training process, and you got to train, you're going to have to sow.
Right.
Ain't no doubt about it.
Money comes
because money comes to the sower.
Yes, sir.
Money don't come to the talker. To my money comes. They don't come that. No, you got to. You can say money comes, but you got to sow too.
All right.
Isaiah 55, verse 10. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither. Now, I believe the Lord is explaining here the process or the power of a seed. But watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud. And maketh it bring forth. The seed maketh this system bring forth to you. It maketh it. I mean, the seed maketh. The seed take it. Okay, who don't like it, who don't like you, who trying to hold you out, all of a sudden you're going to birth out. If you keep sowing, keep obeying God, keep hearing God, you're going to come out because the seed going to make it happen.
Make it happen, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now just write it down. Now you got your dreams, you got your desires, you got your bills you got to pay. Just write down the seed going to make it happen.
Yeah, right.
Not the job, not overtime, not two jobs. Come on, somebody help me. The seed is going to make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, now ask the Lord lead you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the seed, it's so important to understand the seed. All right. Make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Now, that's that scripture in 2 Corinthians 9:10, where he ministered seed to the sower and bread to food for the eater and food, and then multiply the seed sown. You remember that?
Yes.
Now, verse 11, we're talking about, Jesus talking about his thought, his ways, he's talking about his word.
Yeah.
But in my meditation, I saw a parallel of the seed.
Yes, sir.
So here's what he said about his word. So shall,
wow.
Wait a minute now. I hear it, Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
No. The Lord said, the seed is my word.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
That's what he said just now. He said, you see, I'm about to compare them, but where did we get the lesson from the seed from?
The word.
The word.
Yeah.
So he says, whatever I say right here,
yes.
I'm saying the same thing about us, money seed. Because I was about to compare the word of God as a seed to sowing a financial seed, and I heard the Holy Spirit say right on the spot, he says to me, no, sowing the seed is my word. This is, I thought about, how did that thing go? The seed is my word. This is a seed world. Jan Brown says a man world.
Come on, man.
But it's a seed world. The kingdom of God is a seed world. It's a way for God to come in on your behalf and do something, and nobody can say nothing about it, and Satan can't stop it.
Right.
See, it's God, the possibilities of a seed is God. God is hidden in a seed to make things happen for you out of the ordinary. Now watch this. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, same thing by the seed, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. That's a wrap, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I said, that's a wrap, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. All right, Lord, what way to go? I need to work on this. Turn to 3 John, Hebrews 4. We need to work on this. I'm going to read these verses. You know these verses, but I'm going at them at a different angle. And because I want to work on your soul. Your soul been a problem in getting your financial breakthrough. And I know you're ready for your money.
Yeah.
Honey, all right, but I need some money. In 3 John, the second verse, you know, is a very popular verse when you're teaching about prosperity, but a lot of people, most of the people still broke. They know 3 John in the scriptures, but they still don't have no money. You know, we're so scripture heavy now, and we got so many teachers and teaching, but there's not enough impartation and not enough manifestation.
Right, yes, sir.
You know, we got a lot of letter now. Most of y'all can get up here and teach, to go down the line on these scriptures. You got a lot of people who teach these scriptures here, taught these scriptures. But beloved, I wish above all things, verse 2, that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Now notice what he said at the end. What he said, what's the last statement of the verse? I don't want to make a statement about your soul before we go to Hebrews 4:12. I want to make a statement about you. Your soul is normally against sowing. Your soul can't understand sowing, not without some instruction. Your soul normally is against sowing. So if he says here, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth, And if your soul is against sowing, your soul calls you to craving when someone sowing, is because your soul is against sowing. Because your soul, if it's not corrected, gonna side in with the natural and with Satan and with you. Self, you see. So your spirit must be trained to sow.
Right, yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
How you do that? What you're doing tonight. The word on the seed train your spirit and changes your soul. Most Christians have a soul problem with money.
Right, yeah,
yes,
right.
Sir.
True.
Self is a sowing attacker.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Come on, Dad.
Self will attack you from sowing because it's selfish.
Right. Yeah.
And whatever you bought, the soul self wanted for itself.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
That's right.
Come on, Dad.
That's
right.
Hold up. I wouldn't do that if I was you.
Yeah.
Hold up. That was self said, hold up. Because self, you know, self wants some oranges or something, or some, you know, want to do something else with that money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I use that now, I'm about to cut you.
Yeah.
I use oranges to try to stay on your level.
Come on, Dad. Come on, Dad. Glory to God.
Because most Christians live in a false financial life.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
And they're faking with cars, and they're faking with jewelry, and they're faking, but really, when it get down to the bottom line, it's spelled B-R-O-K-E.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, Dad.
We got to face reality in here.
Yeah,
reality.
Yeah, yeah.
Reality. If you face reality, then you can get the revelation.
Right, yes, sir.
If you don't face reality, you'll never get the revelation, because a lie keep you from revelation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right, right, right. Yes,
I heard somebody say, I got a saving. How long will it last?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
See. Unless your spirit is trained right, it will not recognize the possibilities in the seed.
Wow.
Even your spirit, even your born-again spirit, if it's not trained right, it will not recognize the possibilities in the seed. See, because the reason I know it, you ought to be more excited to sow.
Come on, Dad.
You know, because if your spirit trained, your spirit trained bypass man.
Yeah. Right, right.
It'll bypass whatever I got. You know, whatever I tell you I got, it don't make no difference. If your spirit trained, your spirit, if I can say it like this, ain't thinking about me. Your spirit, God told me what to do, and I'm going to do it. But see, we get hung up if a person trying to teach us and trying to reach us and tell us they're gone somewhere because of what they're teaching, we get blocked by the very teacher.
Yes. Come on, Dad.
Yes. Go on.
Hallelujah.
Every person who get close to me in some proximity to what close to me, the Lord warned them. Get ready, you're about to see some things.
Yeah.
If you can't handle it, don't take the job. It'll knock you out.
Yeah.
The way I operate in my house, the way me and my wife operate, if you have not had no revelation about Jesus and how the abundant life, you will quit the next day.
Yeah.
You cannot handle that.
Yeah.
But you see, you got to be ready for this. You got to be ready for this. This is not fresh. I don't want this.
Yeah.
Come on, Dad.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amen. Leftovers shouldn't linger that long.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah.
The soul untrained is prone to work with the world system against sowing. The soul untrained, and we're going to train the soul in a few minutes. is prone to work with the world system against someone. In other words, try to get it some other kind of way.
Right. Come on.
I just ain't giving my money up. I'm going to get my money some other kind of way.
Yep.
I'm not sowing much. I'm going to sow this
$5,
but I'm going to hold the rest.
Yeah.
I work hard for this money. You're going to work hard the rest of your life, too,
because
you stay on the system. You're going to stay on the system.
Right.
I was so glad when God told me my time was up. I was broke.
Yeah.
But God said, your time up. I said, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
I still was broke, but I had a word. She had a word from God.
Yeah.
And then I tried to help God try to drive a bus. You know, I said, well, I'm preaching about drive a bus. It's a little better, you know, I can put a suit on. Boy, my second trip on that bus, God came on that bus. I thought God was going to turn that bus over. He said, did I tell you drive a bus? I said, no, Lord, you didn't. The little children were trying to get off. I couldn't hardly see them. I'm crying. I said, get on off, baby, get on off. I never brought the lady bus to her house. I brought it to my yard, parked it, called her and told her, come get this thing. Now, self, flesh, is dedicated only to work.
Yeah.
To working. Self, flesh, is dedicated only to working. What I can do. If I improve my abilities. See, that's self. What I can do. Some of y'all been there?
Yes, sir.
Talk to me here.
Yes,
what
sir.
I can do. See, I don't knock education. But most of that stuff they teach you in college, you never use it. Them professors tripping, man. They be tripping. They're teaching you all that kind of stuff, but when you get out on the job, you don't need most of that stuff. You don't need it. See, you need revelation. What you need? Are you working with me? You listening? All right. Let's see. Let's see. I'm gonna go to other scripture, but I'm gonna give you some more points here. You can turn to Hebrews 4:12 if you want, but I'm gonna give you some more points here about the soul, because in my study, the Lord said the soul is the problem. The soul. I'm about to say something about the soul. You probably never heard of a relationship between the soul and the seed. I'm about to say something that you probably never heard. God, dog, all y'all got to go to the restroom up there, I'm going to go too. Oh, okay. Shoot, I've been going. That's $1,000 seed there. I didn't know where they were going. I said, where they going? Shoot. Like the man took the yarn on Leroy, you know. Leroy said he was anointed in his class and he was teaching revelation and knowledge. The man said, I told him it should have been my class. Hebrews 4. I'll find Hebrews here. I'm about to say something about the seed that is very important. When I heard it, it was shocking news to me. When I was teaching, it was shocking news to me. The soul hates the seed because it loses its place of authority over your financial condition. Let me give that to you again now. I never heard this before, but when I heard it, I said, what? The Spirit of God said, a soul. Now, you were talking about a soul that's undeveloped, and most of our soul is undeveloped in finances. If it was developed, we'd have our money. The soul hates the seed because it, the soul, loses its place of authority over your financial condition. Oh man. Y'all ain't hear what I'm saying. Y'all don't even look like y'all hear what I'm saying. See, the soul, the mind, the emotion, and will, untrained and untouched by the power of God, hate the seed because the seed going to override its authority. Yes. Satan has deceived seed faith sowing possibilities in the church at large. One of the greatest deceptions Satan has pulled is about the seed.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's true.
And we here to correct that, you see. So a lot of things I tell you, I don't tell you, you just go the opposite. You don't let him deceive you. Go to the truth. See, I might not say it, but I'm opening it up enough for you to see it, because the Father wants you blessed. But he set a way for you to be blessed. Another thing the Lord said to me is Satan despised the seed. For he know it is his defeat over your finances. What I say? Satan despised the seed because it knows that it is his defeat over your finances. The seed is Satan's defeat over your finances. You don't have to live by a paycheck. You don't have to live by a monthly installment. No. The Father provided for you to have more, but he provided in the seed because the seed deceives Satan. See, with that widow, with that mite, when she said, widow, give her last, Satan said, is she stupid?
Yeah.
But it become a memorial before God.
Yes,
see? So get this again now. The seed, Satan despises the seed, for he know it is his defeat over your finances. And your deliverance from all limitations. Let me get that again now. I'll park here, boy. I'll park here and build three tabernacles for a moment here. The Lord, let me say it. Because you need to hear this. You see, anybody here dealing with finances and you're behind and you don't know how to get a breakthrough, listen, Satan know how to keep you. Satan despised the seed. For he knows it is his defeat over your finances and your deliverance from all limitations.
Yeah.
I stand here tonight, I have no limitation.
Yeah.
When it comes down to finances, I have no limitation.
Yeah. Wow.
I can't financially, it's not in my vocabulary.
Come on.
Because of the seed.
Yes, sir.
So I have to tell you some things now.
Yeah.
I have to tell you some things because how you going to know it works?
Yeah, right.
So don't get high with me because I'm testifying.
Yeah.
See? But all of us can go there.
Yeah.
That's why the Lord sent me to you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
But you don't leave here and read these notes and whoosh.
Come on.
And waiting on the next seed training session. No. You go to work. When you leave out of here, you go to work. You go to asking the Lord, whatever church you're in, you go to sowing. Sowing in the prophet of the wall, sowing that man of God.
Yeah.
Sally and Sue want you to sow in them. Do it as the Lord lead, but don't skip that man of God because there's a profit reward there. Church don't want to talk about that. You don't want to talk about that, but you better get a hold of this thing, man. You better get a hold of this thing. All right. Now, so other words, if I understand the possibilities of the seed, it will take all limitation. How many of y'all like to be delivered from limitation? Ooh, that's a... Hold up your hand on the internet. I see you. No. Come on, hold your hand up. Delivered from all limitation is in the seed.
Yes,
understanding and use the seed properly. And he promised to give you the seed. Don't holler about what you don't have.
Yes,
God's going to give you the seed. And you sow it as the Lord direct. And you will enter into the realm of no limitation.
Yeah.
How would you like you walk in a store, you don't have no limitation?
Yeah.
There's nothing in there you can't buy
for
somebody else.
Yeah, right, yeah. Come on, man. Wow.
I'm preaching about people eating. I'm preaching about people eating half food.
Yeah,
whole food
yeah.
is expensive.
Yeah.
You know, you got the Whole Foods store. You don't go in there now. Don't go up in there getting no basket.
Yeah.
You ain't got no money. And the reason Whole Food is so expensive because it's whole food.
Yeah.
And some people eating half food. That's food they put all that fertilizer and poison in.
Yeah.
And the reason it's cheaper, they can make a lot of quantity of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whole food have quality in it.
Yeah.
And it's going to cost you more.
Yeah. Right. Right.
When you learn how to sow right, you eat whole food and not half food.
Yeah.
Because price don't bother you.
Yeah, right, 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 right.
Then you live long and you be more healthy.
Right, right.
Yes, sir.
Now listen to me. Listen up, children. Know this. That all your financial deliverance is in the possibilities of the seed. All your, how much do you owe?
Wow. Wow.
Come on, Dad.
How long have you been on it?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And when the deadline for you to stop paying for it?
Yeah.
By the time you get there, you're going to need something else just like it.
Right.
It's in the seed will cancel your house mortgage.
Yeah.
The seed will pay for all your calls. The seed will make you a treasurer for God. And you will get this gospel preached. I tell you, we need a soul seed. We need a soul seed. $10,000 to this man who's getting all these people saved. It's time to send him another $10,000. We'll do it. We'll do it Monday. Yeah. And but the money just keep coming back. The money, come on, say it. The money just keep on coming.
The money just keep on coming.
If you have any intention to do, just have the intention to do what I'm saying. You're going to get in the place where the money just keep on coming.
The money just keep on coming.
And I see some of y'all nodding, but that's that religion nod y'all giving me. I'm talking about some reality, man.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, the rocking religion.
Yeah, yeah,
no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about true deliverance.
Yeah.
No limitation.
No limitation. No limitation.
Now, why do we teach on finances so much and wealth and increase in prosperity? This is where the church has gotten a rut at.
Right, right.
It's one, you see, lately the Lord called me to the office of apostle, and I have this apostolic anointing on finances.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You never see the people just bring money up. The man got to read. You know from your church, your old church.
Yeah.
The man read 15 scriptures.
Yeah.
And told y'all, if y'all don't get his money next Sunday, the church is going to be shut down.
Yeah.
You never heard a church with no budget.
Yeah. Wow.
And the reason I say that about the budget, because a budget is a limitation.
Yeah.
And a budget is a strategy from the world system.
Yeah.
How you gonna put God on a budget?
Yeah.
Then don't even sound right. Then you mess around and put God on a budget and limit God.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, come on, Dad.
You ask for three, God might want to give you 13.
Yeah.
You mess around, got God set up a budget. God said, that's all you ask for?
Yeah,
Lord, just Lord help me meet this, Lord. Just this, Lord. Lord said, all right, I'll give you that. But I had some more stuff for I want to give you.
Right.
If you just were to seek me and trust me.
Right, 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 right.
I was preaching in Chicago. Anointing of God came on me, and I was preaching for a bishop. The bishop had already started his house. He's building his new house. And the word of the Lord came to me and said, I don't know if he's building a house now.
Yeah.
I said, somebody in here building a house is too small.
Yeah.
Bishop stopped the contractor,
and
I think he built it four times bigger.
Yeah. Wow.
And his wife appreciated me.
Come on, Dad.
But see, if you believe the prophet, if you believe a word, come on, and it hits your spirit, move on it. Now they got a beautiful, palatial home. Sometime the word come forth.
Yeah.
All right, may you permit the Holy Spirit to unfold the possibilities of a seed in your spirit. May you permit the Holy Spirit. Now, Holy Spirit, you got to help me. Now, Holy Spirit, help me. I got 12 a minute. May you permit the Holy Spirit I can't do it. I cannot do it because you're going to find out some kind of flaw by my suit, my tie, something you don't lack, my rings or something you don't lack, and you're gonna clad me as somebody else instead of knowing my spirit, knowing my heart.
Yeah.
And the suit ain't got nothing to do with my heart.
Yeah, that's right.
You understand what I'm saying? So what may you permit the Holy Spirit to unfold the, and I want you to hear this, the plurality of the possibilities of the seed in your spirit, because you see, your soul gonna reject it. Your soul gonna say, "We work hard for this. Hold on, we're gonna buy something." Your soul don't want soul. Your soul won't flesh. It won't go. It don't want soul. It don't want weight. It don't want have no faith unless it's renewed. You see. So let's go to Hebrews 4:12 quickly here. Hebrews 4:12 will tell us. Hebrews 4:12, Romans 12:2, and 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24, because we finally gonna have to turn this thing over to God.
Yes, sir.
You finally gonna have to turn your finances over to God. You finally gonna have to stop taking advice from all these people about what they can do for you. And you finally gonna have to trust Jehovah. And follow his principle and follow his plan and get his breakthrough and let his anointing work on you. You finally gonna have to get that. I'm telling you, tell somebody that you finally gonna have to give it, turn it over to the Lord. All these strategies and all these little companies offering you some dividends and they got the best plan. No, God has the best plan. I know the plan I have for you, said the Lord. See, you're finally gonna have to turn it over to God. See, you finally, and the only way you're going to turn it over to God is work his principle.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to have to go through a man.
That's right.
Some man or some woman, you got to go through them. You ain't going to bypass them to God. How you going to sow a seed in God?
Come on, Dad.
What happens since we have to understand God's government. And as we function in identity with God's government and God's, whoever God sent to you.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Dad.
See? And you have to sow.
Yes, sir.
And you have to sow as the Spirit leads you. That's one of the revelations that God have given us. See, you're not uptight now. You don't have to sit there.
Yeah.
You don't have to sit there and hold your wallet or your purse. You can sow anytime.
Yeah.
So in the morning, so in the evening, so at supper time.
Yes, sir.
So to your neighbor, leave your house.
Hallelujah.
For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. See that soul, it got soul first.
Yeah.
See, you got to get that soul out of the way because the soul always jump up in line.
Yeah.
You ever had anybody jump line? See, the soul, your soul jump line.
Yeah.
When you try to enter into the spirit realm, your soul imitates your spirit.
Yeah. Wow.
And jump up there and act like it's going to do what God says, but it's going to renege somewhere.
Right.
See, but the word of God will take your spirit and put it ahead of your soul. And then you got divine command. Your spirit command your soul and your soul command your body. You're gone then.
Right.
And the reason the soul there, because the soul got that place when Adam fell. But Jesus has come. And by his crucifixion and burial and resurrection now, and by you being a new creature in Christ, you can switch out.
That
now I'm a spirit woman. I'm a spirit man. I'm led by the Spirit. I'm not led by my flesh. I'm not led. Are you seeing me? But you have to recognize that wealth, prosperity, listen to me, and increase and abundance is spiritual.
That's right.
See, that's why the training take a while, because it's only a person who's walking in the Spirit can go into God's wealth. Because that person is under God's jurisdiction, so therefore any stewardship, any finances that person has is spiritual. All my money is spiritual.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
I have spiritual money.
Yeah, right.
But it can buy natural stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just keep on coming.
Just keep on coming.
Y'all don't want to say it.
Just keep on coming.
See, I know. You're not lying. You see, I know. Ain't nothing ever come to me. Just say what I say. Look. Just keep on coming. Well, Joshua told the people, just do what I do.
Yeah.
Paul said, those things you have learned in me, do it. You don't do those things.
Yeah, yeah.
Just say, I'm trying to get a breakthrough on you. It just, money just keep on coming. Now watch what happened to you. If you're real, watch what start happening. Money just keep on coming. And I'm not stopping it.
I'm going to cooperate
with the plan of God.
Hallelujah.
Sit down. We've got 6 minutes. Let me read a few more scriptures to you. I've said something up in this church you never heard in your life. Because I never heard. And I've been in the ministry 38 years. God, like a seed, your soul hate a seed. See, because your soul want to worry.
Yeah, right.
How are we going to pay the next note? That's your soul.
Yeah.
It's all up in your mind.
Yeah.
Your natural mind.
Yeah.
See, but your spirit had be renewed.
Yes,
Ephesians 4:23.
Yeah.
Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you also, which is in Christ Jesus. See, you have an inner mind that don't worry, that don't fear.
Right.
Knowing that the Lord got
it. Right.
How do you want to go to another grade spiritually?
Come on, Dad.
And you know, even intellectually and naturally, if you didn't pass the test, if you didn't do your homework,
right.
You stayed in the ninth grade.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Come on, Dad. That's true.
How can you go to a secular school and work all night long, call somebody to help you work on a poster? And I had to work on a thesis. Really, my wife did the best part of it. A thesis. Man, for my doctorate, you know, my doctor, man, I don't do all this here. Watch another grade on, bring the lesson here, we're going to get it. But there's a parallel, children.
That's
why Jesus said, blessed are they who do hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Yeah.
You got to want this.
Yeah, that's right.
You see, how many of y'all ever had financial problems? Now, I'm not going to ask about it right now. Put your hand down. What you mean, had, Rev? you see what I'm saying now? I know some of y'all have had a good job and you got a little saving and stuff like that, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about buying people a car. When God tell you, you know, and doing things. See, he told Abraham, see, one of the Jews' secret is this. I heard a Jew rabbi, and he told me he was talking about my book the other morning. I think it's the same rabbi. And he said something, so I got his book and I read about the Jews. And we got some bad things we say about the Jews. We say they all stick together. He said, no, that's not true. We say the Jews are tight. He said, no, that's not true. Now, he said, in it. Any sect of people, you're going to have some like that. But he said, the major call is not. He said, why we Jews always get blessed? We rehearse it to ourselves. We recognize that we're under the Abrahamic covenant. They taught them a child. And within the content of the Abraham covenant, there's wealth everywhere.
Yeah.
And the church.
Yeah.
And those of you hunting the sound of my voice tonight,
yes, sir.
I want you to know that you are under the Abraham covenant. And you have a right to be blessed.
Yes, sir.
Just that one thing. If you just get that, you got to remind yourself, I am under the Abraham. And read Galatians chapter 3 and fall out.
Yeah.
I'm under Abraham blessing. House no due, baby needs shoes, need baby food. Holler out, school tuition is due. and need grocery in the pantry. Holla out, I'm under the Abraham covenant. I live under the covenant of Abraham. I dare not be broke. I dare not can't be blessed because I'm from under the curse now. I'm under. You got that? Sit down. Write that down. That's what Lou Do said. It's a $500 check here. It's a business check. It's a good check, $100 check. I'm about to close now. And Hebrews, all I read, Hebrews 4:12 now. You know he talks about in Romans 12, too, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How far are you up in that verse? Good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. It's the perfect will of God. It's God's will that your financial needs be met beyond and above what you can ask or think. It's God's will. We're not talking about covetousness here. We're talking about covenant.
Right.
And see, a lot of times people turn the covenant into covetousness through ignorance.
Right.
Through ignorance.
Right.
Through ignorance. See, this is a biblical, spiritual, divine right from God.
Yeah. Yes,
you understand that?
Yes,
your wealth, prosperity, increase, and abundance, and overflow, and surplus. Is a biblical, spiritual gift. Beloved, I worship of all things.
Yeah.
That you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. But you see, right quickly, look at 1 Thessalonians. I got 24 seconds. I ain't going to be able to make it. 24 seconds. Two verses. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, and 24. Now, you read all those scriptures together. You read Hebrews 4, 12. You read Romans 12:2, because you're working on his soul.
Yeah.
And 3 John, you start off with 3 John because it says, according as your soul prospers.
Right. Yeah.
And the word of God will prosper your soul. And the greater word of God going to prosper your soul is your soul going to submit to your spirit.
Yeah.
And then an anointing going to kick in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you mess around and get up under the soul's anointing.
Yes,
you become anointed as a soul.
Yeah.
So none of your sowing will ever disappoint you.
Yeah, right.
You're anointed. You don't care what nobody say about you.
Yeah.
I'm sowing.
Right.
You can say what you want, but I'm sowing.
Yeah.
See, because that's an anointing. It bypassed the system.
Yeah.
It bypassed what man thinking, what she thinking, what he thinks.
Yeah.
I got a word from the Lord. I said I have a word from the Lord. See, once you get that word from the Lord, that's sowing.
Yes, sir.
Is your ticket.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See, a seed sower can write their own ticket with God. Write that down. Write it down so you can read it later on tonight. A seed sower can write their own ticket with God.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's
power. Yeah, that's power, man.
Wow.
Write your own ticket.
Yeah.
Stop letting all the other folk decide what you can have.
Yeah.
They pay you enough to make you come back. You get to be a soul. Blow their mind.
Yep.
You know, they could be confused. How did he do it?
Hallelujah.
I know how much he was making an hour. I'm not under you no more. That's why that's how I did it.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got your seatbelt on? Put your seatbelt on. See, I'm trying to hurt you a little bit too because sometimes people got to get cut a little bit. See, the word cut you. See, sometime I make more in a day than I made in a year. I feel the wind of the Holy Ghost. I never said that before, but I just the Holy Spirit brought it to me. Yeah, oh yeah. Now you know that's something, huh? Isn't that something? In one day. More than I used to make in 365 miserable days.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let me prophesy over you. You are on your way. Let no one take this night from you. Not even Satan himself. When he come with all the doubt talk and gossip and mess, tell him I plead the blood. I'm on my way out. I'm on my way in to God's divine plan. And in case you want to know, hey, come again. In case you want to know who I'm talking to, I'm talking to everybody up in here. I don't care. I don't care what kind of, that's another $500 check. I don't care what kind of condition you in. Tonight is a night to remember. Look at me. I want you to look at me. Don't be. Tonight is a night to remember. Those few things I said to you came from the Holy Ghost. $250 check is a good check. So, came from the Holy Ghost. If you work them until the next training session, work them. Just go back over those notes. Take that CD. If you want to look at me, get a DVD. Just feed on it. Feed on it. Because some things I said more than I knew what I was saying. What about write your own ticket with God? See, a seed. See, right now I'm writing my own ticket. But a seed did it. Then I told you that, and I had a good job. I wouldn't make no $5 an hour, son. But I now have, in one day, sometime in 1 hour. If God's hand get loose in 1 hour, I believe the time, Carolyn, in 1 hour I made more than I made in a year. Grab your head. Just hold your head a while. Hold your head a while. Just hold it. Say, ouch. But I can be either one you want me to be. I can be one of the two spies, one of the 12 spies. Or I could be Joseph. But I got to be somebody to you tonight. See, Joseph, I could be one of the 12 spies, one of the two who came back with a good report. Or I could be Joseph to tell you it's just like that book that you're holding in your hand said, and we got to stop playing around with this book and let it speak to our lives and come out of that situation. Lift your hand and praise God. Now, I want you to clap because I don't want this to be religious. It's not clapping. I don't want it to be religion. We ain't clapping to God. We're just clapping now. We're just happy because we're not broke. We just... I'm happy because I'll never be broke another day in my life. I'm happy because I know the truth. You know, we're not praising God here. We're just clapping because we got the word and the spirit has spoken to us. And we know something happening in our life. Come on. Pray. Come on. Clap. We're not clapping for God. We're not clapping for no man. We're just clapping because we're happy. The reason, look at me. The reason I don't permit a whole lot of singing in these seed training, because the old ideal or paradigm come up about religion. Even though we worship and praise God, you know, I do it in my church, we worship and praise God. But I come out to any seed training session just on business. How would you clap if you knew there is no possibilities of you ever being broke or running short again? Hold up. We'll clap one more time. It is true. Remember, my brothers and sisters, that I'm your brother. Remember, I have to minister as the Spirit lead me. Sometime you leave these meetings bleeding, laughing, sometime crying. But you must understand that I'm for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You must understand that I'm not belittling nobody when I talk about where I am at this point. I'm trying to advertise. I'm trying to inspire. And try to let you know that it's a reality.
Yes,
all right? That's why I testify what I do, what I have, because this is the way the Lord led me to do it. I do that all over the world.
Yes,
you know, and, you know, I tell the people I have two Rolls Royce, I have two jets,
yes,
and I drive a Porsche sometimes.
Amen.
And I won't go no further to tell you no more. But not the whole list. But, you know, Jay Leno's got a whole garage full of stuff.